Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Jennifer Essler, President and CEO of the Elliott Museum in Stuart. The Elliott will be presenting an exhibition called Bob Hope, an American Treasure, produced by the World Golf Hall of Fame in St. Augustine. That gets underway a little bit later this month. Jennifer, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
It's a pleasure to be with you again, Drew.
You know, when I was thinking about Bob Hope, especially when you go back to all those USO shows, you always see him with a golf club. So I guess it's kind of natural that the Golf Hall of Fame would somehow, you know, be included in this exhibition. But tell me about it.
Well, the Golf Hall of Fame for years was doing exhibits about famous golfers, people like Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. And they were looking into who else they could do a great exhibit about, and they contacted Linda Hope, who is Bob Hope's daughter. And she helped them put together an exhibit that was on display there for quite a while called, are you ready for it, Shanks for the Memory. And it was so popular, and people commented on what great memories they had of Bob Hope. And young people who had never met him or seen him on TV were commenting about how funny he was. So they decided to put it into a traveling exhibit, and it's been going around the country since then. When we found out about it, we, of course, immediately asked them if we could have it at the Elliott Museum. And the reason being because he went on a lot of his USO tours with Francis Langford. The museum has a large collection of Francis Langford materials, and we wanted to highlight every chance we get to highlight the life and story of Francis Langford. So we figured we could have this exhibit, and we will supplement it from objects from our collection of Francis Langford material as well.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I know we had a long connection with Frances Langford, having gone on those many tours. And if you go into her restaurant in Jensen Beach, or her former restaurant in Jensen Beach, you see a lot of pictures of the two of them together. Had he been to the Treasure Coast a lot, do we know?
Yeah. In fact, he was kind of like one of our own. He was here a lot to visit her at the Outrigger restaurant and resort. And he would often come down. I think he even came down to do a few fundraisers on behalf of local organizations like the hospital because Francis Langford invited him to come down. So he did have some ties here. He visited here a lot as well. What I found out from working on this exhibit is that Bob Hope not only was funny, but he had two major passions. One was the military, the other was golf. So it makes sense that the Golf Hall of Fame was able to do this exhibit. But it's also very interesting that he was passionate about the military. He was very well awarded. He got keys to the city. You'll see some of them in the exhibit. He got lots of awards. We have in this exhibit citations from no less than six U.S. presidents for his work with the military. You can also see one of his Academy Awards. He got several honorary Academy Awards, and this one is for what he did for the laughter of the world after World War II. It was one that was awarded in 1952. But evidently, the award that meant the most to him was an award making him an honorary veteran. And he really treasured that because he was so grateful for what people serving in the military did for our country.
I'm speaking today with Jennifer Essler, president of the Elliott Museum in Stuart. We're talking about Bob Hope, an American Treasure, an exhibition that will begin on July 20th. Do we know if Bob actually played a lot of golf?
He played golf a lot. In fact, you'll also see in the exhibit a lot of the golf clubs that he used, including the set that he used the last time he played golf. So there's over 150 objects that are personal items that you'll see in the exhibit, in addition to a lot of tokens from some of his famous friends, people like Milton Berle and Red Skelton and Lana Turner and, of course, Bing Crosby, with whom he did the Road 2 series of movies between 1940 and 1952.
And how long will the exhibition be there at the Elliott?
The exhibit's going to be here through November the 26th, so you have lots of time to come and enjoy it. We have several different events related to it, including a lecture by Michael Togias about German U-boats off of our own coast. And we look forward to having everybody come and see the exhibit and join us for these events.
Well, there's always lots going on at the Elliott Museum, and we will have a link to them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Jennifer, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks so much for having me.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.